The 65-year-old director Michael Haneke was born in Germany and raised in Austria, the setting of many of his violent and controversial films. In 2005, he had his biggest international hit, the French-language Cachet. His new English-language film, Funny Games, stars Naomi Watts and Tim Roth and is a remake of his own 1997 Austrian thriller. Critic David Edelstein has this review.
2 years ago, I was the butt of Michael Haneke's sick joke. The folks at Kino Video sent me a package of the German director's pre-Cachet features, among them Funny Games, which Haneke has now remade with Naomi Watts and Tim Roth. The original is the tale of a well-to-do Austrian family, a mom, a dad, a little son, whose vacation home is invaded by two courteous young men in white preppy duds, who for no apparent reason go on to torture them. I watched to the end, removed the DVD, and snapped it over my knee. It hit me later that my response would have delighted Haneke. Here was proof he'd succeeded in shocking the bourgeoisie. I can't say whether the American Funny Games is a frame-by-frame remake of the original, because, of course, I broke the DVD. But the changes are minimal. Here are the same elegant tableaus, the same impassive camera, the same creepy-crawly flatness. Michael Pitt and Brady Corbett now play Paul and Peter, who move from gated compound to gated compound, introducing themselves with a polite request on behalf of a neighbor for eggs, dropping them by accident and asking for more. When Naomi Watts' Anne tells Michael Pitt's Paul to leave, he feigns total incredulity.
Listen, young man, I don't know what kind of game you're playing, but I don't want to be a part of it. Would you please leave now?
What game? I'm sorry, ma'am, but I don't understand why you're suddenly being so unfriendly. Did Tom or I do anything to upset you?
Please leave.
Did you misbehave while I was outside? Was he rude? Did he say something that...
Stop it! I've asked you nicely to leave. Now, I'd like you to go.
Well, I don't understand what's upset you, but if you insist, just give Tom the eggs and we won't bother you anymore.
Naomi Watts produced this remake, apparently concluding she hadn't yet been sufficiently violated on screen. King Kong, after all, turned out to be a softie. Now she's hopped into the hairy paw of a giant ape artiste. And this ape has postmodern pretensions, so Paul occasionally turns to the camera and winks at the audience. The campiness, surprisingly, doesn't take the edge off what we're watching. The suffering of the mother, father, and child is hideously realistic. And our thoughts turn not to the picture's artifice, but to the line of cinematic killers in the last few decades who videotaped their atrocities. One is the title character in Haneke's early Benny's Video, a media-deadened 12-year-old who repeatedly watches a tape of a pig being slaughtered, then tries out the pig-killing gun on an adolescent girl, in a scene that would appall even No Country for Old Men's Anton Chigurh. Benny was played by Arno Frisch, who grew up to be one of the home invaders in the original Funny Games, and the link is significant. Benny's Video was part of what Haneke called his glaciation trilogy, in which he indicted the people of Austria for their callousness toward the carnage in nearby Bosnia. Later, in Cachet, he used a mysterious videotape as a means of punishing a Frenchman for repressing his country's crimes against Algerian immigrants. The sociopaths of Funny Games are monstrous, but the director also seems to be mocking the American family they ravage for its privileged obliviousness. I say seems to be because it's difficult to grapple with serious themes when what comes through most vividly is the director's sadism. In the end, Funny Games is little more than high-toned torture porn, with an edge of righteousness that's not unlike Peter and Paul's. audiences flock to nightmarish home invasion thrillers because of an implicit pact with the filmmakers that the invaders will be vanquished and the family unit saved. Some could make the case that Haneke deserves a measure of respect for reminding us how pathetically dependent we are on that pact and its cathartic endings. But I won't, because the movie is shallow and itself glacially unengaged, a punkish assault without punk's redeeming passion. There I go again, metaphorically snapping funny games over my knee. I bet that tickles Haneke. That's the thing about vapid provocateurs. No matter how wretched their work, they think the joke is always on us.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. Our digital production project supervisor is Julian Hertzfeld. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.